I think the trippiest thing is 5 to 10 years watching this back and all the dreams that we've said just are true. I think it would be not God left.
It's just like
Sabi is like God left.
Life is like, oh, that's funny. Life is like, it's funny. Oh. So it's funny saying that because what I have planned, like,
oh yeah.
It's like, oh, skia wapi. Oh, skia wapi. How are you doing, man?
I am a little sleepy.
Are you? I can tell. It's every episode, last episode of the month, it seems we go hard, we go a bit too hard, and you seem to have the worst hit. The worst hit of it. I'm just like, I'm chilling, I'm vibing, and you're just like, oh God.
Of course.
I don't have my 8 hours of sleep.
Of course.
I can't work. Of I course. Can't move.
Of course, that's how you feel.
That's how I see it.
Of course, like, I don't care. That's just how you feel about it. And I'm out here like, nah.
Not about it.
I can't relate. I'm okay. Of course, a little sleepy because I'm an 8 hour sleep kind of human being. Of course, there are times when you cannot get 8 hours of sleep, either because of work or, you know, something just interrupts the entire sleeping. The
evening, yeah.
Right? So I get that, but I'm stubborn, and my body is stubborn like that, and my mind is stubborn like that. So, yeah. I do know wherever I'll sleep, I will be hella passed out. So there's that.
A true sleep of the gods.
Right? I'll appease the gods for sure. But I'm okay. I'm good. A little jittery, but I'm good. I'm good.
You had your coffee?
Lemon tea.
Okay.
I'm a lemon tea human being. And I love it.
Love it.
I don't know where that came from.
That was really weird. That was really weird.
And it was uncued. Undetermined and unprepared. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I love lemon tea. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm energetic. I'd like to, I guess, also just apologize to the background sound.
Yeah. People are getting that bread.
So I think if you can still hear us, I think that's fine. I think there's construction going on next to us. We didn't really plan for, so we moved.
Didn't buy the neighborhood yet, so yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. So yeah. I'm good. I'm good. Had a good night.
Yeah. Good week.
Good week. So I think it was a solid week. October is just a good month, I think. It's a great, great month.
What makes it great?
Halloween.
I was about to say we don't celebrate Halloween, but we now do.
It's a thing.
Do you celebrate Halloween?
No. What for? Okay, I live in a Christian household.
Okay, first of all, Christians celebrate Halloween.
Do they?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
is it the
capitalism system that makes these people spend money on Halloween? It's the candy industry, sweets and chocolate industry that are promoting this holiday for no reason but to make money.
That's not the case.
It's true though.
I don't.
It's like Christmas. Christmas makes no sense. Why you have to spend that much money on Christmas?
It makes a lot of sense.
Zero sense. Okay. It's great to have gifts. Don't get me wrong. But
and it also is like the family holiday cheery kind of thing going on.
Why can't I get a gift in the middle of the year? Why? Why must it be in Christmas? Did you think about me in Christmas only?
That's not the point.
That's how I see it.
Okay. Let's get one thing clear. I'm with you with the entire system. It's skewed as fuck and it does not work to anyone's benefit. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I do feel as though these seasons, even though deleterious to our mental and financial health, are pretty good.
For who? The children? Not for the adults.
I don't know. For everyone. Because we look forward to Christmas. You could imagine if we did not have a Christmas season. What would happen in the... Like, imagine a world Imagine a world.
In a world.
In a world.
Where there's no snow.
With and no Christmas. No, okay, you can't.
And apparently a baby died. Okay. Was born, sorry.
A baby was born.
Baby was born on this day.
To save humanity.
In the Middle East.
To save humanity.
Starring history. Jesus Christ. No. Mary Joseph.
Historically was black. But due to whitening of history, was made white.
Coming soon every year.
Coming soon every year for the next 1,000 years.
Until you brought it 6 feet under. And it continues over and over.
Christmas.
And over. Christmas.
Streaming now, HD. IMAX.
4K. I'm 4K, UHD.
Premiering now, HD. All tickets are separately. So yeah, we just made... From our last episode, you can tell, yeah, we need this money. Netflix, hit us up.
You'll make a Christmas movie that's going to be
lit.
Oh, but they're releasing a black made, I saw like this morning, Netflix, they have a black Christmas movie.
For real? Mm-hmm. I thought there was already one.
No, like, for this year.
Okay.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, so... Our host
to hit the camera or not to hit the camera?
That's the question.
Okay.
And the person did not hit the camera.
Okay.
Shout out to our host. Shout out to our producer Tabby. Hey.
As per usual.
I was thinking. No, there's something that I wanted to say. Yeah, the Christmas system. I feel as though there are very many systems that exist right now that are very like deleterious to our mental and social health and financial health, but they really gel well with how we operate. I feel as though if we took them out,
that's the only way to operate.
That's that's how we see.
But public holidays are dope. Like I know,
I don't like public holidays.
There's two public holidays this month, so.
Which ones? Moy Day.
Moy Day and the 20th one. I don't know what October 20th is.
It's fine.
And it's just another.
20th.
Mashuja.
Okay. So you like public holidays. Do you like public holidays?
When I was in school, yeah. Now that I'm working, that means fuck all to me, to be very honest.
I have never...
And then I'm self-employed, so... It doesn't matter.
I don't also think I have really paid attention to holidays. To me, I'm very ignorant with regards to... Like, if someone says tomorrow is a public holiday, I'm like, oh, I did not know. This is education to me. Hmm. As you have read from the title of today's episode, we're talking about dreams. And while we were doing the there's a word, I forget it. But when we're doing the preparation for this episode, we were like...
Fuck it.
Fuck notes.
No, okay, yeah, because usually every episode is structured. Like, as you guys know, we go through this thing before we start. But today we're just like...
Fuck that.
Let's see how deep this rabbit hole can go.
Let's see. Yeah, let's...
Like, let's test our conversation.
Yeah.
Let's actually test
conversation
it.
Skills.
Yeah.
I feel as though they're top notch.
They're decent enough.
Yeah, they're decent enough.
Decent enough.
20 minutes later. So, guys, thank you.
That was a fun episode. So, we really didn't cover much. Obviously, because we didn't have any preparation.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you this.
Why don't we ever use memes in the edit of the film, of the podcast? Why don't you ever cue like a bit?
Because it's a podcast.
Can you not do that?
I mean, I don't know. You put me on the spot right now.
It's because you're the editor.
I don't.
You're the producer.
Because now, if you look at what I put on YouTube, what people listen to, you won't get the reference.
I know there'll be a disparity.
So
okay, and we can't make it as a YouTube.
So we can't be the movie like, okay, this meme now is okay. This. Okay. So
okay, you don't have to make it a fucking wet chapati. I get it.
I get the fucking point.
I get it. But at times when we're having this conversation, like when we're having conversations, mm-hmm. I just, a part of me wishes that you could cue a meme. But I get it. Like, it wouldn't make sense completely. It would completely lose meaning, and there'd be a complete...
A group of people who would be...
Left out. Yeah. Okay, fine. We're talking about dreams today, and we don't have a structure to it. And I would like to know... someone actually asked us before we... shout out to them. Before we started, you know, recording, they were like, what do you mean you're going to talk about dreams? Are you going to talk about ambitions? Or are you going to talk about... Like, dreams is such a non-specific...
Because actually, it's the definition of dreams. Let's just start there.
All right. Let's do that. What did you... What was the first result?
A fucking NGO.
Okay.
And just type dreams and an NGO comes up. Okay, fine. Dreams meaning. Okay, Google.
You have to be specific. In this politically correct
dream era. A series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep and a cherished aspiration, ambition, or ideal. Yeah.
Those are the only two definitions.
Which is the two definitions you asked. Is it about ambition or is it about... Why not talk about both?
Let's give each enough time to discuss.
Cool. Let's start with the first one. Whatever happens when you're asleep.
I genuinely dream. I know people...
Is there any kind of dream that's not genuine? Because you said you genuinely dream.
No, because I think sometimes half the time like your brain like creates its own thing. Like... You think you dream, but you're really not. I don't know. But I dream. I have a full story arc half the time.
What do you mean you think you're dreaming, but you're not? Like are you are you fantasizing?
I've
heard people say that they don't dream. It's just black the entire time.
Blank.
It's just like I sleep, I wake up. I'm like, that's really boring. That's wow.
Don't you have nights like those?
No.
Well, you dream every single night.
But I don't think I remember. But I feel like I.
You feel like you dream every single night.
Yeah.
That must be tiring though.
To dream
every single night.
Why not? It's like a movie every night.
But don't you wake up tired? Like, I know there are times when I dream and it's a hella involving dream. I wake up feeling some time. I'm just like...
Wow. Whoa. That was quite a ride. Yeah. That was quite something.
I need to rest.
I need to sleep.
I need a break. But sorry, yeah. So you dream every night.
I feel like I dream every night. And then, but obviously, once in a while, there's one that just like stands out. You're like, yo. I was telling you guys before. About two weeks ago, I had a dream where I was fighting a crocodile. Oh, I went to Lake Naivasha and I jumped in the lake and a crocodile just came up to me. I was trying to fight it. I hit its nose. It reeled back and then went for the final kill. Then I woke up because my brain was like, oh, we're not going to witness ourselves die because that's not a vision you want to see. So, yeah. But one thing I've always been confused about in terms of dream is guys who say the dream. This is a whole other thing, but guys who say they had like God gave them a vision or something. I've never understood that. I would like to experience that because I'm just like...
A vision?
Yeah, because I don't get it.
How in the form of a dream?
Yeah. Like, the Bible says it happens. People go in front of congregations, they add a vision about this thing. So I'm like, how come I've never got that?
So are you saying that everything that you've dreamed so far has never happened in real life for you?
I've never had a premonition, no.
You've never had a premonition, ever?
I don't think I have, no.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
You had a premonition?
Yes.
What is that about?
And it's not necessarily in the form of a dream. You do know that premonition doesn't have to come in the form of a dream.
Sorry, guys. Uh-huh.
You do know that premonition doesn't have to come in the form of a dream. In its basic definition, premonition is when you foretell
That's going to happen.
Yeah. And most of the time, it's something wrong. So, like, when you foretell, like, oh, shit, something...
Just instinct.
To some degree. To some degree. It's not always... It's not always instinct. It's just a feeling or a no... Shit, I'm defining instinct. But it's... it doesn't always have to be instinct. You can just be like, ah, okay. You know what? Okay, the more I try to define it, the more I'm defining instinct. But permission doesn't have strictly to come from dreams. You could be awake and just have like a premeditative, if that's a word, moment. Could like, oh, I should not use this route.
But again, that's just a gut feeling. That's not premonition. It's just...
You know what?
Check it out. Just find it.
Let me check this out.
I just know there's also a movie called Premonition.
Have I watched it? What's it about?
It's in the title, my friend. I don't know how much more to explain what the story is about.
Fine. Oh, shit, yeah. Actually, although it's not exclusively put here, but the synonyms to premonition are bad feeling, gut feeling, foreboding, hunch, second sight. It's not exclusively... What did we call it?
I said instinct.
Instinct, yeah. It's not that, apparently.
But it's a gut feeling.
But it's a gut feeling. And that's... On the basic level, that's what instinct is.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant. All right, okay, cool. So, like, premonition is not exclusively, you know, characteristic or only there in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one time, the first time that I heard of the concept premonition is was from my father. We had... I don't know to use had, but we lived in a place where there were so many snakes,
mm-hmm.
and he had this premonition that there would be a snake from one of the cabinets in the kitchen. And sure enough, I don't know that it came before or after, but sure enough, during that period of time, there was a snake that was killing a bat in the living room. And we watched.
Wild ass shit.
It was a wild ass place. It was a wild ass place. So the snake.
Is it like in Samburu?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the.
I grew up, Samburu was traumatizing for me.
Are you serious?
You were the bat in the house we were living at?
That was traumatizing?
No, I think I was just chilling, just flying up and down. I was like, no. I couldn't sleep in the rooms.
Have you ever been close to a wild elephant with no barricades?
No.
That would be traumatizing. Those pieces of shit are huge in person.
But they're so gentle. Why would you call them a piece of shit?
Because, no, I don't mean piece of shit like in an
offensive sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
there's some big, thick boys. Some thick boy!
The truth is, if you want to get close to a herd of elephants, you have to be very gentle about it. Some wannabe adventurers always get too aggressive when they want to drive into a herd just to get close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that always results in
being chased and being flipped over.
And the car's being flipped over. But if an elephant is close to your car and then like it extends the trunk, like the first time that I saw an elephant was in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was asleep in the back of the car, and then I think my dad had driven into a herd, or the herd just was walking past the car, and then they whispered, they're like, Larry, wake up, Larry. And then I wake up to this thing, and I was just like, oh my God. It was thrilling, but it was just like, wow. Yo. How?
One thing what animal I find incredible. Wow, you can see how this spiral you talk about. The lion.
Have you seen in close?
Yeah.
In the wild, they're big as fuck. They really are. They really are.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, this is not geo things. Don't give this animals justice.
No. Actually, the screen does not give very many things justice.
Yeah.
Like, some people look. I remember one time. This time, someone saw me on TV, and then when we met in person, like, oh, you're skinny in person. It's like,
gee. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. It's not really an insult, but at the same time, I was like, Okay.
I don't know how, like you, like I don't know.
I don't know how to respond to that. It's not exclusively a compliment, and it's not a jab to some extent. But it's like, okay, cool. But some dreams of mine happen. Okay, I have dreams sometimes, and then they translate into real life.
Okay.
Can
you give an example of one?
Yeah, that's what I'm actually trying to think about. The dream that I have recurrently, and it's been happening for the past 5 years, is me dreaming that I'm back in high school. And
interesting.
And it's never a good thing. So that's usually my nightmare. So what happens is...
High school was that bad, huh?
It was that bad. And it's not, I went to 2 high schools.
The first one.
The first one, yeah.
Do you want to say the name of the school?
I don't mind. So the first Moranga one...
Boys!
Yeah. So, no, Moranga High School. So the first...
It's not
Moranga Boys. No, it was not mixed. But it's not called Moranga Boys.
It's Moranga High School.
Moranga High School, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's fine. So I went to Moranga High School, and I don't know how many, you know, of you listening or watching know of it. So, yeah, I went to Moranga High School for the first 3 years of my high school tenure. And I hated it because it was just...
Shit.
It was crazy. So I remember getting into school and then being very ignorant about my studies. I did not study for any tests. I did not participate in any sports.
Just that guy.
Yeah, I was just like that guy. And the sad thing was, innately, I knew I was a good student. Yeah. You know, from primary school, not to carry expectation, but I could study. If I wanted to study, I could study.
But you didn't want to.
For some reason. So the environment at Moranga High School was not conducive, and for me at least. And when I eventually moved schools, I was able to put in a lot of effort to just do well in my studies, at least for a period of time, before again I relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my nightmares is I'm back in Moranga High School and I am required to study. And usually...
The horror!
The thing is, when I go back, it's always a redemptive dream. I'm always like, I knew I could do it, so I want to do it.
That sounds like regret to me, though.
It does. Because it is.
Okay.
Because it is. And then I always have that dream whenever I don't do... And like, whenever I spend a day and I feel as though I didn't do that day justice.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't work to the point... The yeah. If mm-hmm. I didn't go ham and I felt as though, shit, this day did not go as well as I'd love... As I was... As well as I would have loved it to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I always have that dream. And it's usually so intense. In the dream, somehow I'm conscious I have dreadlocks. So I'm always like, if the teacher catches me, they're going to ask me to shave my hair and it's going to be a problem. We might throw hands.
Yeah.
We might throw hands. But yeah, like, so that's it kind of translates to my real life because it's always connected with, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my dream. That one of...
Yeah, I don't have
something that translates.
No. I just know my dreams are quite lucid. To me, they feel super realistic. I don't go looking for interpretations of what they mean because half the time I don't think I want the answer to what it is.
Why?
Ignorance.
Why?
Am I going to do this again? It's better to not know. To me, I feel like it's better. Like, I don't want to feel it's like I'll have something else I have to think about. That
I have to deal with. And that's coming from a subconscious point. I'm just like, I don't deal with my subconscious, I'll deal with my conscious mind. And that's easier to deal with than with my subconscious mind.
So you're telling me that every single time that you realize you are getting to a point where you're about to go deeper into your trauma and... Not trauma necessarily, but just... Your being, you stop?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why? Apart from the fact that you do not want to deal.
Yeah. It's...
Apart from that.
I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen if you deal?
I don't know. maybe my entire personality is built off the trauma that if I deal with it, I have no personality.
Is that a good thing?
I think most people, the personality is built off the trauma they faced. But
You think so?
I think so.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was actually on my way to Nairobi, and I came to realize that I have a stoic side of me, and I have a very childish or energetic side mm-hmm. of me. And I was trying to understand why. Like, these two traits in me make me so uncomfortable, because sometimes I question my authenticity. So when I'm with people and I'm stoic, or when I'm with people and I'm very, I don't know what the word is, enigmatic, mm-hmm. like just hyper. I'm always like, which one is?
Who's you?
Yeah. Like, when am I actually pretending and when am I actually?
I believe that when it comes to that, we have three masks. We have the mask we show the world of who we are. We have the mask we show our family of who we are. And then the mask where it is who we are. So that's how we layered.
But the third one is not a mask then, it's a face.
Yeah, okay, fine, it's a face. But you get the point.
I do.
So, yeah, that's how I think people all of your life will see you differently based on how most of the time it's very, it's not intentional, but you show people a different side of you depending on where you are and who you're with. So a lot of people, the way I see you is not the way like Tabby sees you. It's not the same as someone else. Like, as someone who's coming, a friend of yours is coming, it's not the same. The way we see you is not going to be the same.
I get that. But when you cited the fact that you would rather not delve deeper into
my psychology?
Yeah, because you subtly feel or subtly know that if you did, you would not be happy about what you find. Mm-hmm. Isn't that not a good thing? Like, the fact that you know that, isn't that something that you should be very worried about?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because it's worked out so far.
What happens when it doesn't? What happens when you get to a point where you can't ignore it? And it's the first thing that you face every single day.
We'll cross that bridge when you get there.
And that, my friends, is not how... Like, I don't see mental health as such a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see it... If... Of late, there have been very many people talking about depression. Mm-hmm. Of course. It's almost a fad.
If you're depressed... You know, you can't be friends, man.
Yeah, you know, like team depression and hashtag. There is a sensitization towards mental health, and I get that. But one thing that we're not told enough, or we don't hear enough, is getting ahead of the curve is better than being train wrecked by it, just because you assume you can handle it. Uh-huh. So, like, in this case, when I think about, you know, the stoic me and the energetic me, I did realize that me being calm in front of people, that's my mask.
Yeah.
In actuality, I actually want to be loud. I want to be a boy. The part of me that is loud is just wants to be a boy and just wants to enjoy people's company and, you know, say inappropriate stuff, have unsolicited opinions all the time. But I realized a part of my upbringing curbed that side of me, and it was like, calm the fuck is down, you know?
Yeah.
So, that realization was like, okay, cool, that's a good thing. Now I know. But for you, it's like, I see, I know you exist, but I do not see. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel as though, okay, best case scenario. Okay, after this, I'll stop probing. Completely stop probing.
Okay, fine.
Best case scenario. What would you uncovering this side of you mean? Best case scenario.
Healing? I guess? I've not really thought about it, to be very honest. It's not something I thought, like, I just know I live and the way I deal with people day-to-day basis, as long as I'm not hurting anyone, it's fine. Whatever I'm thinking about or going through, that's for me to deal with. But if I'm not projecting or hurting anyone with who I am, then I'm doing the right thing. As simple as that. That's how I see it.
Worst case scenario?
Oh, suicide. No, I'm kidding. I got really quiet here.
Because that's not a joke. Even the people listening, like, that's not... No! Like, yo.
Worst case scenario is therapy, I guess. Going to therapy.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, are you open to therapy? Is therapy something you'd be open to?
No.
Are you serious?
But if I have to do it, I have to do it.
So you wouldn't be like... Okay, I have to say, so there are some people in my life who think conversations with me are like a therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
So I will stop this now. I'll stop the inquiries now from this question. I probably won't, but...
You probably won't. I think after this you'll be like, Watson, lie down, let's talk.
Okay, so you would only do therapy if you're required to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be out of your own volition.
No.
Wow, okay. I would do therapy for the longest time. This may... Some... For the longest time, I wanted to do therapy, but I couldn't afford it. So.
It's also very expensive.
Yeah, sadly. And I want to go as far to say that it should be a basic need, but there's so many hurdles to cross before we get to a point, mm-hmm. But it's integral. It's integral. If I know not very many people come from a point of, you know, self evaluation. Not very many people really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like to a point where you not only question yourself, but also question your perception and your perspectives and, you know, your just whole being. It's not an easy, it's not comfortable. So I get that. But if you're not okay, please get help. Please get help.
So dreams.
So you do not evaluate your dreams. I evaluate mine all the time. I feel angry when I can't remember a dream. Another recurring dream that I have is me flying. Sometimes I have wings. Sometimes I Superman it. Yeah. And this is one funny time. I dreamt that I flew upward in an upward spiral, and then I got to a point, and then I started reversing the same way I went, and I always go back to that dream. To me, it signifies me being on a path and then going back on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like progress and then regress.
Yeah. 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
Exactly. But that's also one of my most recurring dreams. I also once dreamt of meeting the devil in person. And the devil was a county council person in Nairobi.
They're all devils.
Well, this particular one wanted to, I don't know, I think he was arrest me and put me in a van. And
that sounds like real life, my friend.
I know!
I think you... you're traumatized and you just decided to have a mask on that
I am lucky.
Particular event.
Okay, I don't want to jinx myself. I was about to jinx my ass, but then let me know.
Yeah, I haven't stopped at Kanjo guys. It's the worst.
They're the worst.
Wow.
They're the worst.
I didn't even park for 30 seconds. I didn't even park. I just put my car aside to just pick a phone call and then.
Are you serious? Did you pay?
Yeah.
It's tough in the streets.
Stuff in the streets.
Do you remember any of your dreams?
Not really. Just remember the ones that have an effect. Like
the crocodile one.
And then is when I stepped on lava and I felt the pain of stepping on heat.
I think that's amazing.
And that woke me up. There's only two I genuinely remember, but I know I do dream. But I just tend to just forget. Because, meh, there'd be another one.
I don't like it when I forget dreams.
I don't mind it. I don't think you're supposed to remember. I'm also a super heavy sleeper. Are you a light sleeper?
I think it depends. Because sometimes the slightest disturbance to my sleep will wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think I'm a light sleeper. I just choose to ignore it.
Okay.
If we ever shared a sleeping vicinity and you called me and I did not answer, I ignored you.
Oh.
No, I'm not dead. I ignored you. Yeah. Uh-huh. You wanted to say something?
No, just like for me, it's just, if I'm in place I'm not sure about, I won't sleep.
Me neither.
I'll be a light sleeper. But in my own bed?
Heavy.
Bad.
Heavy.
People move in and out.
Nothing.
I'm just like, oh, you guys are my... Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Cool. This didn't hurt me. I'm good.
I feel you. I don't think I'm like that. I think I'm a light sleeper. I haven't really thought about it, but I think I'm a light sleeper.
I'm super... sometimes I don't hear my own alarm. Like my brother, there's a point I sleep in the same room as my brother, and so I'd set an alarm and I just sleep through it. My brother wakes me up like, bro, you're waking me up.
Wow. Because you couldn't hear your alarm.
I was just out nice and cold.
How?
I'm a genuinely heavy sleeper.
Jesus. Okay. Do you When this episode started, I started by saying I need 8 hours of sleep. Are you that kind of person? Can you function with less than 8?
I can function with less. I can definitely function with less.
What's your bare minimum?
4.
For you to function. So with 4 hours, you'd be tip-top. Let's do it.
Tick on the whole day. But then once it's the night time, I will go out.
I think my bare minimum is 6. If I have less than 6 hours of sleep, I will struggle during that day. I will feel the sleep tugging me the entire day. They will not... Every waking moment will be a moment of me remembering.
Wake up.
You did not have enough sleep. And I don't know... I feel as though in my profession, because I want to be a touring artist very soon. And yeah. Touring is...
Intense.
Yeah, and it's not one of the easiest things to do. There are artists who, like BTS, for example, or EXO,
mm-hmm.
they have intense schedules. Okay, I have a friend, a close friend who is a huge fan. And they tell me that they go from show to show, sold out shows, and like they have hour to 3 hour long sets. And they get into a plane or get into a van and go to the next venue. And they get, very little sleep. I may not get to that point of popularity with regards to how many people know my music. But I do know traveling on the... Like, being on the road
mm-hmm.
from show to show, I will definitely have less than 8 hours of sleep. And I don't know whether I will survive.
That's why most artists start taking drugs, like cocaine and shit.
Well, thank you for the projection. I'm just saying. My manager.
I'm pointing out, I got you, fam.
I got you, homie. I feel as though...
CID, I'm joking.
Yeah. Open up! FBI, open up! I don't know. by that time, I don't know whether I'll make it. I feel as well, just be
that guy.
Oh my God, I don't know. Okay, on that note, this is a good segue to segue into like dreams, ambitions now.
Ambitions,
yeah.
What are my dreams? There's so many dreams I have. But okay, it was to
put them into one bubble. My ultimate dream.
I'm one of those guys who really wants to be a father.
Want to be a dad.
Want to be a dad.
Yay.
First of all, I'll be an incredible dad.
Yay.
That'd be so much fun.
There's a meme about that. God.
What?
Single people in memes. There's a meme about that when a couple, a newlywed couple, they're like, this is gonna be an amazing kid, and then the kid's like, newly found trauma.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Let's see how your kid will hate you when they're 18. Oh. They'll be like, my father. Oh.
I'd be the cool dad. I'd be the cool dad, like, if the wife is blasting the kid. Afterwards, I'd take him just sitting down like, man. I've been doing this shit for the longest, man. I get you. I'm with you. You want to go for some ice cream? Let's go rant.
Have you watched Rick and Morty?
One season.
Okay. This is episode where Morty gets a child from outer space. And then the father grows up. Sorry, and then the kid grows up into a grown up. That's redundant as well.
Yeah, so yeah, the kid grows up to be a grown up.
Yeah. The kid
grows up.
Yeah, grows up, and then they're like, they just shit on Morty. And and then Morty's parents are like, it's a thankless
job.
So I hope when your kid is like 18, 19, 20, they're not like, my parents were shit. My dad is just a piece of crap. I feel as though sometimes when I talk about my father, he's silently like, you ungrateful.
Motherfucker. Are you alive? What's the issue? Tell me why I went wrong.
I feel as though very many parents are like that. They're like, are you alive?
Do you go to school?
Yeah.
Do you eat?
Do you have clothing? What's the issue?
Shut up, big mouth.
Shut your big mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Shut up. Oh, shit. Let's hope.
Yeah. So, yeah. My dream is to have my kids have...
How many kids?
Undecided. But no more than two, though. So it's either one or two.
Okay.
Any more than that?
Do you have a preference with the gender? I hope they turn out to be a they.
Because there's no such thing as
that would be the universe slapping you. I would generally make a joke out of you. Generally.
That'd be fine.
I would be like, yeah. What's up?
So daughter, son.
Okay.
Whichever order.
That's preference.
Whichever.
Okay.
Comes out first, but both. If
okay.
One. Have to try again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So if it's two boys, you have to try for a girl.
You get another boy.
Three boys.
It's like you have to keep going. The mission failed. You get them next time.
What if your wife doesn't want kids? What if you fall in love with a person who doesn't want kids?
We move.
What do you mean? You move on from the person, or you move with the person?
Move on from the person. I can't tinder my life.
But you fell in love with the person.
Yeah, but I want to keep my legacy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ah, legacy is more important to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those different things. So, yeah, that's the ultimate dream.
Okay.
And then I want to retire in the Mara.
And have a house.
Have a Kenyan cowboy in her lifestyle. Defender, self-sustained house. The hats, just like, yeah, I'm going to the Mara, I'm going to look at some animals and come back for coffee.
Live amongst the locals.
Yeah, live amongst the Maasais. Mm-hmm. You know, the touch on the head thing. That blew my mind. Greeting for the... I went, I was in Susa recently, and then some kids did that. I was like,
what are you doing? they keep pushing me to their head. I was like, nigga, chill. I didn't know what was going on. Then my friend explained to me. I was like, I'm going to bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Mm, okay. Okay.
What are your dreams?
Bro.
Where do we start?
Okay, give me three.
Okay. Three dreams. And honestly, this is a fantasy.
Is this real life?
Right?
Or is it fantasy?
Hello. This is a fantasy, but the thing I said about earning $100,000 a month on passive income.
King move.
It really is something that I would love to happen. Here's the thing. Ideally, mm-hmm. for me, I think that if I was to have, I don't want to call it a perfect existence, but financially, if I was to hit a jackpot, I'd have the spending power of $1,000 a day.
Yeah. Oh, you have Jeff Bezos next to us.
I'm just saying. If
it's 36,000. That's three.
That's 3.6 million Kenyan shillings in a month.
That's 365.
No, in a year.
365,000.
No, in a year, mm-hmm. that would be $1.2 million. Because it's if we're calculating $1,000 a day a month, it would be 30, roughly $30,000 in a $365,000 a year.
That's 30 something million.
Yeah.
Shillings.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah. Spending power only.
Yeah. Just go into government.
And you know. And
be an MP or governor. Just like, cut it.
No, but they don't earn that much.
Oh, I'm not talking about earning.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's very possible to earn 36 million. It's very possible.
To earn?
In government.
Right now.
To earn 36 million?
A month. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
In a year. Wait.
That's it. Oh, a year. Yeah. Okay. If it's accrued, then yes.
I can do it in 1 month.
You can decide to go there.
And then you hit your goals for the year.
No, but that's active income. I'm talking about passive. Yeah. Okay. So like, and I put it as a dream because I think about it a lot. Like this is something that if I'm just cruising, making my way downtown, like on that kind of day, that's something that I have just
sorted out.
Yeah, just ruminating. I think that's it. Okay, not really.
Music wise?
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
Agami?
Those accolades were something that I really wanted.
But now you don't.
I discovered that they're out of my power. There are very many talented and skilled artists out there that
don't get to that level.
No, that have never won a Grammy, even though they're that level. J. Cole is one of them. He has won a Grammy in his career, but look at his...
For the song that he won it for, I was like, what the hell's going on?
It was even a feature.
Yeah.
You know? But look at his discography. Like...
Come on, cuz.
Come on. Like, come on, cuz. You know, so... But again, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. So it's like... Spotting those, the fact that accolades and cultural reverence, like people going like, "Yo, that's a goat. That's a goat. That's an amazing guy. That's a legend." Those are really out of my power.
Yeah.
So having them as dreams would be the most empty thing to do, because I wouldn't get them, and if I did, it wouldn't be like a. I would sell my soul a lot just to please people and have people go like, okay, he's great. I feel as though you doing you and then the recognition coming as a consequence, that's way better.
Okay.
But musically speaking, a dream of mine is to tour Kenya, all 47 counties. They're 47, right?
Yes.
All of them, all 47 counties. And then, excuse me, tour Eastern Africa, then East Africa, and then Africa, and then probably go to each continent, which is kind of hard. Maybe if I do just one city each continent,
yeah.
I don't know. But that's something that I really, want to tour.
Oh, okay.
What?
I was like, you go to South America. The countries are pretty huge, like Brazil.
Yeah, just go to. If I do that, then I'll have been in each continent. Oh,
okay, fine, right? fine.
But yeah, that's a dream of mine. Touring is something.
Antarctica.
I would also. There's a band called, I think it's Kaleo or something. There's a band that does live songs in very remote locations, and one of the performances they did was in Antarctica. Like they went up there and they did the song. I forget the name of this band, and it's a friend who plugged me.
Okay,
and they do amazing music.
Amazing
music. Yeah, okay, that's a dream. Also, I think another dream of mine. God, I don't want to have a family. I don't want to get married.
He'd be the first one of the two of us to get married.
Everyone,
watch the space. That,
what? Kaleo. Have you seen them? Oh, I was actually right. It was Kaleo. Oh, shit. Everyone says that. Everyone is like, every time I tell people I don't want to have kids, they're like...
First one.
Married.
First one.
Relationship. First one. Well, you guys, every single person who says that always just pushes me to doing every single thing to prove them wrong.
And that's how you become toxic, my friend. That is exactly... how you become toxic.
It's because there's so much projection. Why can't you just when a person tells you I do not want to get married, you just like, oh, why? And they explain it and they're like, oh, okay, cool. Good for you. You know?
Yeah.
It feels as though like every single time I air those views or air those
thoughts.
Intentions, yeah, or thoughts, I'm just fighting people. I'm just fighting. There's something else. Religion was also that for me. Like, talking about, you know, how I'm not pious and I do not, you know, align to any religious beliefs. It just feels like a fight to the point where I was just always like, okay, you know what? I'll say this no more. I have no reason. This is the last time I'm saying it. This is the last time. If you're listening or watching, this is the last time I'm going to publicly say I will not have kids and I will not have a family, period.
You heard it first?
You heard it here first and so, last.
I'll go on Instagram live when his wife and his girlfriend's giving birth and be like, well, who'd have thought? I did.
It's fine. It would make the greatest meme.
Ever. I'll make fun of you for that.
West side. Now we have things to make fun of each other.
Yeah.
Once, you know. I think the trippiest thing is 5 to 10 years watching this back and all the dreams that we've said just are true. I think it would be not gone left.
It's just like
Sabi is like gone left.
Like, life is like, oh, that's funny. Life is like, it's funny. Oh. It's funny you saying that because what I have planned. Like,
oh yeah.
It's like, oh, scale up. Oh, scale up.
I feel as though I think. As much as we can be cynical, of the two of us, he's the more cynical stroke pessimistic. But it would be very funny if we watch this 5 to 10 years from now and what we're saying now has come to life. Mm-hmm. That would be a trip. And it would be beautiful for anyone who has moments of self-doubt and intense procrastination, because I suffer from that. I suffer from, although there's always a hidden psychological fact behind procrastination.
It's that thing of you're too much of a perfectionist that's you don't want to do something, then it's not great. So you'd rather not do it at all.
There's that, yeah. Yeah, there's that. And there's also the idea of not actually really wanting to... That not being the thing that you want to do. Mm-hmm. On the surface, saying that you want to do it, but innately, it's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
So I suffer from intense procrastination, and then me talking about $100,000 a month on passive income, that's a fucking... If Gary Vee heard me, he would slap me. Bitch slap me.
Just be happy. Are you happy? Are you happy?
I think he would be like, those are good ambitions, but are you putting in the work, bro? Oh,
that's true.
Because that's hella work.
$100,000.
Like $1 million in revenue, passive income a year?
You said it a month, a year, oh yes.
Yeah, like, you know, congruently. It's like, that's not easy shit. It's
a lot of work, bro.
It's a lot of work. Are you putting in the work? Bitch slap me. You know, so, but it would be amazing. I don't know. It would just be proof, like, speak it into existence.
True.
Do you believe in the don't talk about your plans?
Yes.
Why?
Because if you talk about, I believe you talk about it, you don't push yourself as much.
There are so many videos surrounding that, actually.
Yeah, that's why I like to keep things mum until it's come to fruition, and then I'll talk about it. But if it's still in development, I just keep it. Like this podcast, I didn't, except talking to you and planning it, I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. I was just buying the stuff slowly. Maybe I told my sister, but I was doing it like low-key, and then it happened. Then I was like, oh, guys, I have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Because I felt like I said, yeah, guys, I'm trying to do a podcast. Like you did it for years. You said, you should do a podcast, do a podcast, but you never actually did one. But the point where we just kept it to ourselves and talked about it and discussed it, had the meetings, and then it actually happened. Then it did happen. Then after that, I'm sure you did the same way. Did you tell your friends to do the podcast while you were planning it?
I never mentioned it to anyone.
Until it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't...
A choice.
No, that wasn't... The intentions were not the same as yours.
Okay.
Do you believe in manifestation?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Have you ever manifested anything in your life?
I had a really fucked up answer. I mean, that's it.
That's the answer.
No, that's it.
No, go ahead.
No, not that part. Okay. I haven't. I wouldn't say I've said something and then it. No, I don't know. Actually, I don't think. I don't know. That's a really good question. I have to sit down and think about that. But I'm not sure.
I believe in it because I've manifested a couple of things. There's a film that I wanted to star in as the lead antagonist. And I didn't audition, but I felt as though I would do that character justice. And then one time I was in the same room with the director and the scriptwriter, and they told me to audition. And they were like, why are we auditioning people when you're the person we're looking for?
No, it's not.
And before that, I did not air out the intention to be that. I was reading the script and I was like, this is a character I can play. But I never said it. I never wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I was just like, And I played a joke on myself. Internally, I was like, let's see what happens. Yeah, it was like a test. Like, let's see. And then, lo and behold, the director and script editor were like, you're the person we're looking for. And I never told them. I never cited intentions for it. I also have had friends. There's another thing I manifested. But that's a thing that comes to mind all the time. I do believe in manifestation.
Yeah, and, obviously.
Right?
Yeah.
And I also do believe that you talking about... I get the whole mysticism. Don't talk about your plans. Mm-hmm. I get it. And there's a certain energy to that kind of philosophy. Keep it in the dark till... Like, don't tell people your moves till you just drop your moves and like, okay, cool. I get that. I also apply it in some aspects of my life. But I also believe in speaking these things into existence, just to hear, just to hear the, and also hear the ridiculousness for yourself. Yeah, just to hear the stupidity and then go like, this is actually something that I believe.
Yeah, or something like, well, that's a terrible idea.
Right.
I get you.
So I believe in talk, not necessarily if you have goals and plans and all that.
Stick to them.
Do that, but I believe in talking about them.
Okay.
Or hearing them out, not necessarily in public, but just talking about them.
I think let's wrap up the episode now.
Yeah, you look tired. Even by your posture.
Yeah, I'm
quite.
It's been a long night.
It's fine.
This hangover is kicking my ass, guys.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I do not. I have anything to add. Mm. I think, with as an unplanned episode, with zero thingy, I think we talked quite a bit, and that's how our podcast pretty much works, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is
random as fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
I do want to say I'd love to hear if anyone... Let's do this. I would like to have... Okay, so my ridiculous dream is to, of course, earn $100,000 a month in passive income. So that's my ridiculous dream. I would like you guys to share your ridiculous dreams. If you're willing, you can put it down in the comments, or you could...
DM us.
On Instagram, or you could just... For the short of this episode, you could do that after watching the episode. I'd love to hear people's ridiculous dreams. To be very honest, actually. Now I'm actually curious. Curious.
Yeah, okay.
This was a pretty interesting episode. I think we talked about a lot, including animals.
Including animals. How big animals are.
If you were to pet one wild animal, which one would it be?
A cheetah.
Why?
They look fucking adorable, bro.
Okay, yeah, they do. I would pet a tiger. The one animal that still hunts human beings.
Yeah, they're fucking sick. Have you seen, like, just like a fun fact, in the back of tiger's ears, they have like white spots.
Yes.
And that's for their prey to think they're turning. So my question is, who does a tiger consider a prey?
Human beings. Tigers are actually... They actually exist to hunt human beings. They're the only thing above us on the food chain.
No, I don't think so. We can kill a tiger. Easy.
We can, but they... If you... There's this photo. I'm actually glad you said this. There's this photo. Not a zookeeper, but... not a game warden. I think... Tigers are prominent in India, right?
Yeah.
So there's a person from India who took a picture of a landscape with a tiger in it, and the challenge was spot the tiger. And the tiger had camouflaged so much to the point you couldn't, with your naked eyes, how as a gazelle would not notice a lion in the grassland unless it was downwind. You genuinely, as a human, you would look and you would not find the tiger. Tigers actually exist to hunt human beings. They're the only...
Yeah, I think they also just hunt human beings, but they don't. They think they hunt deer first before they hunt humans.
Human beings are part of a tiger's food chain. They really are. Like, lions, we're not on lions' food chain. We're not on sharks' food chain. We're not on all the killer whales. We're not on that food chain. We can be killed by them, but they do not find... Like, the way a tiger exists... Even how they hunt, they're... I have to pick this call.
So let's just call it.
No, let's not end this episode.
You have to end it.
Hi.
You have to.
Hi.
Yeah, guys, so...
That's what's up.
Tigers kill humans. And... Bye-bye.
No! Oh, my God.